Where's the thingy?
In my pants.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. I'm Vicky B.
And I'm Sage.
Hey, and it's a twofer today, just two of us. Two lovely ladies.
Yeah, twosome instead of our normal promiscuous three, four, five sums.
Or whatever's going on.
Whatever's going on.
And it was a long weekend.
Yes, it
was. For some, a lot of stuff going on. But how can people get a hold of us? If they want to talk to us, get, you know, ask us questions, we can read on the podcast, all that stuff.
Yeah, so you can they leave us a message?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can leave us a message or you can text us. The number is 253-778-6029. And then we also have email, which is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then Twitter, Facebooks, all that Instagram. Stuff is thebroadcast999.
We love getting mail from people. We don't really get too often. Yeah. We're trying to be in a better habit of doing these every week. And that is my mission for the end of this year and for like my early New Year's resolution, basically. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I agree.
Because these are a lot of fun, and I like hearing what other girls have to say. And guys, if you have any questions for, like, hey, you want a lady's perspective on dating or whatever,
yeah,
let us know, and we'll answer it to the best of our abilities. Are we professionals? No. We're just a couple of promiscuous ladies who have been around. But speaking of, I figure that's kind of a good area. That is our forte.
It is.
The dirty stuff.
The dirty.
Which actually, did you see that artist, by the way? She's drawing a bunch of celebrity men doing a
cunnilingus.
Specific...
Can we say that?
I don't know.
It's the medical term, right?
Right. I'm going to slide it.
Okay.
I guess it was not overused. Anyways, but yeah, they are doing that act, doing some oral negotiations on a woman. Like, she's drawing these famous celebrity men doing that, and some of them are really cool, like the face of the guys themselves. Like, she has Drake on here, John Hamm, James Franco, Justin Bieber. I don't like the Justin Bieber one because I don't like the way she drew the girl. She looks like Barbie. Like the Downstairs Business. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ryan Gosling looks weird, though. He doesn't look like him.
He looks like he doesn't enjoy what he's doing,
which should be the Justin Bieber one,
or just like the, like, that's like his nose looks funny. That's like, I don't, that's all I'm gonna say. James Franco almost looks like Christian Bale in American Psycho, just like kind of weird eyed.
Looks like he's eating it.
Yeah.
Legit eating it.
Like zombie style.
Yeah.
What's his face? Beckham. David Beckham.
David Beckham.
That one looks awkward too.
Oh my God.
Like, bleh.
The whole eating, like, zombie style. Give me your membranes. God.
But yeah, Robert Pattinson and stuff. She says it's about referring the way we see female desire and sexuality. And sexuality is just another extension of the behavior we expect of women. And I think it's important to recognize that it's not innately timid, selflessness, and non-existent.
Yes.
And that is the one thing I don't like about media. It's like, or in some porn or in some different, even in dating, I feel like guys are like, oh, I don't like a promiscuous woman. It's like, okay, do you want a virginal one?
Yeah. Do you want one that doesn't know what she's doing?
Right. And that's one thing, like, when actually a guy we both know, when we were hanging out, like, he never wanted to hear anything about my exes, which I understand.
Yeah.
But then I felt very uncomfortable when I'd say stuff like, oh, when we're in bed, I like doing A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
And he would give me this weird look, like, and I felt like I was being judged in the sense of, well, if you like A, B, and C, that means you've done it before with a guy. And I could see his head kind of like the, maybe I was projecting, but I could see the cogs ticking in his head, like, oh, she's done this before with another guy. It's like, I'm not a virgin. I'm not about to pretend I am. And I'm not going to sit here and have boring sex just to make you feel like you're the guy that got me.
I'm guessing he's really changed in the last few years, because we've definitely had conversations recently about what I like and what he likes.
I think he's a weird AB guy. He's an alpha male, but he's also a beta.
Yeah,
like, he'll have a moment of like, I am a man, you know, I know my worth, I am a good human being, and this and that. I'm like, oh, this is hot. Mm-hmm. And then he'd return to like a civil girl, are you sure you had a good time? Like, no. I'm like, yes, I did. Are you sure?
Oh, man.
Like, so it's weird when you meet people like that can switch Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, moving on from that. But yeah, that's just, have you ever been with a guy, though, that's kind of... because I know I dated another guy that, like, I told him how many partners I had, and this is when I had a lot less, and he was, like, very, like, disappointed. He's like, I guess I can get past that. I'm like, cool, bro. Good for nice. Freaking you. I'm not going to change for you.
No, I've definitely had guys who, like, I've told that I'm into the whole, like, submissive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I can totally get behind that. And then you actually get into the act of it, and you, like, say something, and they're kind of like, ooh,
yeah. They
what?
Stop, and it's like, oh. Yeah. No, yeah, that too. Or he's like, oh, no, yeah, I've done some stuff, and it's like, it's okay, it's cool. Like, yeah, let's do this. Okay, cool. In the throes of passion, choke me. What?
Yeah.
Like, he literally
Tie
stopped.
Me up. What?
Like,
with
what?
What? With what? The restraints that are on my bed?
Right.
What else?
Or what was it? Like, he's like, yeah, I'm really good at this. It's like, I like pulling hair and stuff. It's like, well, here, let me tell you something. There is a trick or a right way
to pull hair. Yeah.
You don't pull the tip of it.
No.
Like a kid playing at the playground, because that's just going to hurt and not in a good way.
Yeah, it's between the crown and the nape of your neck.
Uh-huh. You run your fingers up the head.
And then
you grab. You, like, you make a fist.
Yeah.
You that
don't
is
pull
the
like the
like you just
actual strand
ponytail or anything like that. You pull. You have to go up on the scalp itself, grab, and then also
it's like getting a head massage.
Yeah,
it feels really good. It doesn't hurt.
As the dominant in that situation, whether you're male or female, you'll have a lot more ability to control and move that person's head, and it won't. You won't rip their hair out, because as much fun as it is, like the whole like little bit of pain with the pleasure there, no one wants their hair ripped out.
No, thank you.
I have thin hair. Do not rip my hair. Actually, the guy I'm seeing right now, like, he's really good at those things, but I don't think he's ever been taught properly how to do that. So I sat there and I explained it to him.
Yeah.
Like, let me show you. And this is how I'm going to like it, and trust any other girl you're with, she's going to appreciate this.
Yeah.
And yeah, he learned, and now it's a lot of fun.
Sometimes you just got to teach him.
No, actually, yeah, the guy I'm hanging out with right now, he's 11 years older than I am. This is the biggest age difference
I've ever been. My last ex was 10 years older than me.
Is that typical for you, like older guys, or what's the average median age?
I prefer older, but I don't know, after this last one who kind of acted like he was the same age as me.
Like, it's just supposedly like you date older guys because they have their crap together.
Yeah,
supposedly.
And they're just supposedly more mature than, because women are more mature in like age than guys are. So like a 27-year-old male isn't going to be as mature as a 27-year-old female, generally.
Right.
Sometimes it's complete opposite. But I feel like if you're dating somebody who's 10 years older than you, they should be,
at the very least, balanced out-ish.
Yeah. Like, it's come on. Get your together.
Damn it, one.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi,
my
name
is Sage.
And I like to swear a lot.
I love that we thought the exact same thing. I'm going to make a shirt that says that. My name is Sage and I like to swear a lot.
Yes, and I swear like a pirate or a sailor.
I am a pirate.
Arr.
If we do Secret Santa for our company, I'm totally going to see if I can get you and get you that shirt.
Hell yeah.
That's amazing. But yeah, like, I mean, the guy that I'm hanging out with now, he's very young at heart. One, he also looks very young. People think we're about the same age. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But he likes the same things we do, and like even with like his, when you date an older guy, more often than not, they're either gonna have kids or be divorced.
Yes,
and that is.
And if they don't,
he doesn't have kids.
If they don't, then it's generally a red flag, which I learned.
Hey, he just never grew up.
Nope.
But they like we both are into the same stuff, so that's nice because of his previous relationship. He didn't have somebody who's nerdy like him. They liked opposite things. He liked to stay inside and read comic books, and she liked to be out in the outdoors. And you make those sacrifices. Like, you'll do stuff the other person doesn't really like just because you want to spend time with them. But we like a lot of the same stuff. My only thing is, he doesn't ever want to have kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I keep on that path, right? It's like, because we genuinely care about each other. We've been friends for a very long time. Should I just nip it in the bud, or... Because, I mean, sex is awesome, I have to say. But that's the tricky thing.
I mean, I guess, like, because with your normal relationship dynamics, it's not like you're 100% monogamous.
No. So, that's not the situation here either.
I mean, I feel like if it does progress into something, either one of you is going to have to compromise or you guys can compromise together type of thing.
It's like, you don't want to have kids. We'll be in a open situation, but I'm going to go have a baby with somebody else. It's a new way of doing families.
All right, Rachel.
All right. Oh, right.
Ross and Rachel. I've been watching a lot of Friends. Sorry.
Oh, I've seen every episode like 10 times. So you're
My 10, roommate, times. Vanessa, has seen it so many times. We're sitting there watching it. It's some, like, she'll just walk in and like, say a line that just happened, and I'm like, what the hell?
I think I could. Oh, I haven't watched it in a minute, but I literally for years would fall asleep to that. So I had like 4 years where I would every night I'd be watching. I have all 10 seasons on DVD.
Oh my god, that's how I am with Parks and Rec. I love Parks and Rec.
All right, next Friends trivia night, you, me, and Vanessa.
Hell yeah.
And then my friend Alexis, because I came in second last Friends trivia that I did.
Is there Parks and Rec trivia?
Yeah, I've seen those on the Facebooks.
I would win that thing with
I've only seen that all the way through
flying
once.
Flying colors. Oh, but I think I've seen it all the way through like 10 times.
Yeah.
And there isn't even 10 seasons. Whoops.
Fair enough.
Anyways, back to
Back to dudes and stuff like that. But it is kind of nice dating an older guy. And I found a list, actually, of things. What is it? 12 things you should know before dating an older guy.
Perfect.
So let's see if this is true or not with our situations. Number one, we don't want to go to your friend's rave. It's not like a guy who's 5 years older than you is going to be taking you out for the Denny's early bird special every day, but before promptly going to bed. But odds are 5 a.m. on a weeknight, vendors, you know, now.
Yep, flag number one with my ex.
He
would have gladly gone to, like, he partied a lot.
Like, during the week, too?
Whenever, to be completely honest.
See, and that's the thing. You and I are, like, old ladies.
We're internally 47.
We're rocking old ladies. I feel like more like 57.
God, hell, take me to Denny's and get that early bird special and let's go cuddle up.
No, like, I like a better, like, I want some good, I'm a Seattle hipster because there's some real good breakfast to eat here
there
in Seattle.
Are, yeah.
Take me somewhere a little more upscale.
Like, I'm cool with going to happy hour and you know, having a $6 quesadilla with a couple $4 well whiskeys and then go cuddle.
That's funny.
And fall asleep at 9 a.m. I mean,
P.M.
P.M. Not a.m., please. No, P.M.
Number two is very similar. It says, maybe just one shot of whiskey instead of 7 vodkas. It's like, by the way, if you're a dude, my roommate, he does not like any dark liquor, so I make fun of him and his vodka. We have multiple bottles of vodka, and like anything like rum or tequila or whiskey is always mine.
Yeah.
It says, we can still drink people under the table. We just don't want to do it with some crappy, crowded dive bar. Like, we can pay more than a dollar for a draft, and we don't want to be shoving our way through a bunch of sweaty people to get them. And the cool thing about living in Seattle is there's a lot of cool dive bars that are upscale.
Yeah.
So there's different vibes here.
I mean, like, you have the dive bars where it's like old perverts that are hanging out in
where you get your $2 beers.
Yeah, that like go there every single day and spend their social security checks.
And sometimes it's cool to get, you know, sometimes those places have the best food. But
yeah, those places if they have live music.
Yes.
Because then it's a lot of fun. And plus, I don't feel like I'm being judged heavily.
Fair enough. But yeah, somewhere like in the middle, somewhere that's the cool thing about being young. It's you want something that's going to be a good bang for your buck. It's still going to be a fun party, but you're not feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, exactly. Which there are a lot of places around Seattle that are like that. So
luckily. Number three, you're going to hear stories about the old days and wonder why you aren't as fun anymore. So it's like, you missed our wild days and we're settled down. Don't try to get us to do acid again just because you want to see if you can recreate the time we had as in the guy 10 years ago.
See, I want to date an older man like this. All of the older men that I've dated are still stuck in their
party
like, 20s.
I'm wondering if you're going to have to go 40s.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, I mean, granted, we're not.
It's annoying.
10 years, I mean, that's 37. That's almost 40. Like, we're almost at that age. Like, someone in his early 40s. And you don't want to have kids anyways, so that kind of...
Yeah.
That, if he doesn't have kids already, that works out.
Yeah, that are... Well, the problem, though, is that finding somebody my age or just a little bit older who is as introverted as me is really difficult. Because guess what they're doing? They're sitting at home, smoking weed...
Playing video games. Hanging out with their cat.
Yeah, hanging out with their cats. Sleeping. All that jazz.
We should make a website, a dating site, Introverts Unite.
I'm sure there is one. Everybody convene at your own homes.
We can Skype, maybe.
Yeah.
But we'll, like, instead of having the camera on you, have it on your cats. I feel like that's the perfect date to get to know each other. The first one, right?
Oh, man.
I'm gonna
try that.
It's weird, like, when I do date, since I am dating this older guy, or seeing, it's kind of convoluted.
You're dating. Stop.
All right, dating. He does talk about, like, oh, man, I used to do this. And, like, when I was in high school or when I used to go out party and stuff. And he still can cut a rug. Like, we went out dancing once. Met me up for dance for, like, a half hour. And then we went back home. Like, they sound a lot of fun. But the one thing that bugs me is that he loves movies. And he loves 80s and 90s movies. And he's like, oh, you've seen this movie? No. I was 5 when that movie came out. Of course, I was watching Barney. I wasn't watching some, you know, horror movie or some action movie.
Shame.
At that age. I mean, I saw some stuff, but there's so much content out there. It's hard to catch up on everything. So I have a growing list of movies that we will eventually watch.
Yeah,
because he's kind of like me. He's a homebody too.
Yeah, my mom worked in video stores all my life, so I've seen a lot.
Fair enough. Let's see, number 4. We're not always super mature. Older doesn't necessarily mean we're going to stop watching cartoons or laughing at fart jokes. Some things are timeless.
I don't want you to stop laughing at fart jokes.
Right, exactly.
I want to make fart jokes until I'm, like, dead. I want to be a ghost and, like, walk around the room and be like...
like a ghost fart.
He did it.
Like, be the poltergeist of farts.
Exactly.
I'm writing that down. Poltergeist of farts. Next one is, we're past, number 5, we're past the random hookup stage.
Bullshit.
Heh. Sage.
Sorry. Jaded. A little bit.
Yeah, some guys are. You could tell. Like, they're the, like, I had one guy who, like, we hooked up. I'm like, you really just want to hook up, and that is fine, but I don't want to hook up with you anymore. We did that once, and it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And he keeps setting me up. I keep thinking about you. We need to hang out. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with you naked. Like, I want to see something different, okay? I can see anybody. I can see any of my guy friends naked or my boys.
God, I've had an old fling that's been hitting me up lately. And I'm just like, dude, no. Because he doesn't. He's always seeing somebody, apparently. And he thinks that he tells me this when we do have our hookups. But he doesn't, because he's normally drunk. And I'm always a sober one. But anyways...
should make him fill out a form.
Yeah, I know. Consent form.
Right.
But yeah, no, he just, like, keeps hitting me up. And I'm just like, dude, no. I'm like, that's not... I am tired of being the girl who's really good in bed and total girlfriend material, but only used for one of those.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys either... I don't really know what it is. Some guys get intimidated by the fact that they know... Like, we know. It's like, you're going to be a piece of S, like... No, we're not going to keep you around. So if they get attached to us and the second they fail, quote unquote, they know they'll be out on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're just too big of pansies to actually try.
Probably.
Anywho.
Anyways.
Number 6, we know what we want out of our life and we're probably not going to change it. And that's kind of the same with, like, the guy I'm seeing. He's like, yep, I don't want to have kids. I'm like, okay, well, I appreciate that you're not wishy-washy about that, because I've gone out with guys my age, wishy-washy about everything, even about the idea of what our friendship was.
Yeah. Like, I've gone out with guys that are like, oh, yeah, it's fine not having kids type of thing. And then we end up breaking up because of it.
Really? That they want kids?
Yeah. I'm just like, be honest.
It's like, if you don't know, that's totally fine. Say that.
Yeah. Like, and if you're more on the side of, I could go without it, you probably want kids.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that you want down the line. You know if you don't want kids. I've known for years.
There's the misconception that guys don't, you know, guys aren't the ones that really want kids, women are. It's like, no, there's a lot of guys that really genuinely want kids. They want that family. They want that American dream, you know?
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting that if you're a guy, and there's nothing wrong if you're a girl and you don't want it.
Yeah. I love kids, but come on.
which we'll actually talk, I have something to add about that after this list.
Sweet.
But number 7, we've learned a lot from our previous relationships. So we might also have emotional baggage, but the more time we've had to date around, the more we know what we like and hopefully how to avoid making the same mistakes we've made previously.
Which is great.
So they've dated a lot. 8, we age like fine wine. I'm told we get hotter with age. Salt and pepper hair is apparently a big deal. Until we hit like 90, then there are not so hot 90-year-old men.
I have salt and pepper hair.
I love your hair.
Salt and pepper.
I freaking love it. I see, like, when you don't dye it, I'm just like, that's, you're like,
I'm about to chop it off so that it's all my salt and pepper.
So you're basically like one step away from being Storm from the X-Men. I think that's so badass.
Yeah. Storm. I'm actually more of like a rogue right now.
Yeah, closer to rogue.
Yeah.
You should just dive do the rogue hair.
I have like a little chunk that's coming in that's like right here.
On the on like on the top of your forehead?
Yeah, like where my part is.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll part it over a little bit too much and it like shines through and I'm like, hell yes! Level achieved!
Level up, bitches! Watch out, people. Sage is aging like fine wine.
Yeah, more like a milk. Just kidding.
Number nine. Just accept our tax wisdom. Do you need help setting up an automatic bill pay or your 401k? We've got you covered.
I just want, like, I'm not bad with money or anything. I just don't like dealing with it.
Oh my God, you're like me.
I literally, like, my hope for my future partner is for me to just be like, here is all of my money, here are all of my bills, take care of them, and like just
tell me how much I can spend.
Yeah, tell me how much. I have friends that are in marriages that are like that.
And I've heard somewhere the guy is that situation where the guy is like, here's my money, you deal with it.
Yeah. And it's just like, I want that because I don't want, like, that's one of my main stressors is like paying bills on, like, I pay most of my bills on time, but just like the stress of the day being like, oh, shoot, did I pay that? Did I not?
Like I did the automatic payment and I did that with one of my payments. I'm like, okay, no, I scheduled it out for the next 3 months. Apparently it was only 2 months. I was like, oh, I got a letter in the mail. Damn it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I felt like I was such an adult. Nope. No, that's actually exactly me. And I know some people would think that's very old school thinking of us. So like, oh, you want a misogynist man? No, I just want somebody who's better at it. Like I can take care of it. And I put money in savings. I do all that stupid crap, but I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate having to talk to the bank or with anything or setting up any, you know.
Yeah.
So once that's like, I can find somebody, I'm like, I'll trade you. I'll clean the toilets. If you don't want to clean the toilets, I'll do that. Or do you want me to schedule out? Like, I'm good at making schedules.
Yeah. Like, I'm really good at making plans, those types of things.
I can schedule your life for you if that's what you want. Or
maybe be my accountant and I'll be your personal assistant.
Basically, it's like, hey, I need to make sure I get A, B, and C done this week. Okay, I'll schedule it in. I'll figure it out. I'll call the people. But when it comes to money, it's just like glazed look in my eyes. Just no thank you.
Ugh.
Number 10, we might still have some exes in our life. It's bound to happen. Any decently nice guy accumulates ex-girlfriends or ex-girlfriend friends. Don't worry about it. We're not into them anymore. We're into you.
I mean, it depends on the guy, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, if it's like a guy who was married and him and his wife split up amicably.
Yeah.
Or something, or especially if they have kids, if you're dating a guy with kids and if they have a cool friendship or relationship, that's awesome. Like, one of the things I keep going back to, and I think it's very, I don't know, very inspiring. My roommate, his parents are divorced and they got remarried, I think, when he was a teenager. And both sets of parents, so his dad and his stepmom and his mom and his stepdad, it's like the Brady Bunch almost.
Are they like friends and they
Everyone's
go out and do
friends.
Stuff?
Yeah, so for his birthday, I've gone out to their family birthday events and stuff because his birthday and his mom's birthday are around the same time, so they have one big party. His dad shows up with his, you know, his wife, and then she shows up with her husband. Like, everybody, they go on vacations together. They all do stuff together. They're like one giant family.
And oh my God, that's like so foreign to me. Because if my mom and dad were in the same room and they weren't like separated by people, hell would break out.
Right. And that it blows my mind. And I think it's the coolest thing. So I think it is a case by case situation.
Yeah. I mean, because like I've got some friends, some guy friends who I have dated or been in a relationship with type of a thing who are just now strictly guy friends.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they might still have feelings for me or whatever, but I think of them as my friend. All of my exes who I would still have feelings for are not my friends.
Yeah, they are cut out of your life.
Yeah. So that's just how it is.
It's funny because I think if, because I have guy friends that do have feelings for me that we had pseudo relationships or relationships, and I don't see them very often. Like, we make sure they're okay. We were okay occasionally via like a message or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have feelings for me, I try to cut that out. Or establish like, no, this is not what's going to happen ever.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then the ones that do actually, you know, exes that mean something. Yeah. They're nowhere near me right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They can stay in hell where they came, where they emerged from. Number 11, we can be a bit stubborn. We've picked up a lot of habits, some bad, some good, but you're not about to change them. So you can't teach an old dog not to eat a bag of potato chips right before bed, as they say. So
as they say, I've never heard anybody say that.
Teach an old dog new tricks. Who's doing play on words?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I'm that again. True with Mike, the guy I'm seeing.
Yeah, which I found that to be true.
Number 12, last one is we're better in bed. This isn't our first time at the. I don't even know if I can say this. At the vagina rodeo, if you know what I mean. The vagine rodeo. we know what works and what doesn't work. Side note, if young or old, especially if you're dating a young guy and you genuinely like the person, you're seeing them, freaking talk to them. I hate it when I talk to people like, well, I'm really into this, but I don't know if they're not into it, or how do I know if they're having a good time while they're having sex? Somebody actually called in on the morning show once and it's like, how do I know if my significant other is actually having a good time during sex?
Talk.
I'm like, ask them.
I actually remember listening to that and I was like, yes, Vicky.
Like,
yes.
You ask them. It's like, well, how long have you been together? A couple of years? You love them? Yeah. Then ask them. This isn't some girl you met 2 weeks ago. I know it's a little uncomfortable, like, but still, you ask them if you genuinely care about them. He's like, well, wouldn't that be awkward? Maybe the first time. It's like, there's nothing wrong with, hey, let's get naked today and let's just try stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, and literally there's nothing wrong with, like, it's not going to be as steamy as the movies or even in porn where it's like everything flows correctly. Sometimes you're going to have to stop. It's like, could you, you know, do that, but on this side or here? Yeah. Let's stop for a sec. I know it sounds a little bit more... what's the word I'm looking for? Not robotic, but like analytical. It sounds very, if kind of not cold, but yeah. Sterile. But it's totally fine. Just mix it up. Laugh. Have fun with it.
Exactly. It's just sex.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, everybody just wants to feel good while they're doing it.
And why not? And sometimes you explore, change things up. You get on your side and
try
things are mind-blowing. You never thought you would experience something like that. So,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that when I was younger... I would like hear about it and be like, oh,
it's like, oh, how could you do that?
That's weird. And then I tried it and I was like, oh, damn.
I think I know what you're talking about. Doing it with my hands.
Yeah. for the most part.
Yeah. Same here.
It's just like, I'm all about communication. Like if I don't like something, like I hate my ear being licked, nibbled on. Do not stick your tongue in my ear.
Oh, God.
Plus I have gauges.
That does not taste good.
That is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Like, they might look cool, but sorry. God.
No, you're fine.
Ugh!
Just keep going.
Swearing. But yeah, like, just don't. And anytime a guy does it, I'm just like, hey, you know, I'm not really into that. Like, make your way down to my neck or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, don't.
I had gauges. They weren't quite as big as yours. Mine were, I think, a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone smaller because I don't have any big earrings in them anymore. But they still stink when you move the earring.
Yeah. Which is how any piercing is.
It's going to be like that probably forever unless I ever get them sewn shut.
Yeah.
So I hate that. But my grandpa used to, and I had explained it to the guy that I'm with now because he loves doing that, like loves like licking my ear. My grandpa used to do this thing to us when we were little. This sounds awful. But he's like, hey, I have a secret for you.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
And like spit into our ears. And so it's just super loud and there's spit in there. So I just do not like my ears. Like you can play with them with your hand, but don't put anything tongue or anything.
Yeah, like I'm totally fine if you're like playing with my hair or something and you play with my earlobe. That's fine. But not in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Don't stick your tongue near it.
Yeah, no mouth to ear.
Yeah, no mouth to ear, please. That's just no anything to ear unless it's like... your hand.
A massage.
Yeah.
See, and like I have another weird thing, and I feel bad because some guys are trying to be nice, or even girls. They'll come up and start rubbing my neck really hard, like you would a back, mm-hmm. and I don't like the back of my neck being touched.
Yeah.
Choke me out from the front all you want. But I don't like the back of my neck squeezed because my mom, being the Mexican woman that she is, and I don't fault her because we were little S-heads, she when we were acting up in public, she would grab us from the back of the neck and squeeze. So it was very subtle.
Yeah.
So if you're just walking around, you don't know what she's doing, but we just freak out. We're just like, okay, mom's mad. Stop what we're doing.
Yeah.
So whenever anybody does that, I'm like, stop. Nope. Yeah. I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you doing this? I'm not acting out in public. Mommy, no.
I'm going to do that. One of these days, you're not going to expect it.
Oh, I don't think I'll throw a punch, but I might not be happy with you. But if I do throw a punch, you've been warned, and you deserve it.
Yep.
As long as you take that and we're cool.
I take the risk.
But is there anything else besides that, like weird turn offs like that? And it's just specific to you, not so much the guy should never do this, because some girls love being grabbed in the back of the neck or having a tongue in their ear. Ugh.
Well, I mean, one of the things that it's not really necessarily a turn off, but with do not like push my head down.
I hate that, too.
Like, no matter, like, I'm fine if you have your head or your hand resting on my head. That's fine, because then you kind of seem like you're in control type of a thing. But
especially if we're making out and then it's just like, here, this is what you get to do next.
Yeah.
Especially without any narrative. I know you and I both love playing the dom sub games.
Yeah.
You're more sub. I'm more switch, which means I like being the controller or being the one controlled. Mm-hmm. For those listeners out there who don't know what that is. But even if you are in control and you do that, that's just, it makes you look crappy. Makes you look like a douche. The only thing that matters is what you want. If there's some narrative, it's like, oh, you're gonna be doing this now, and then you push it down, then that makes more sense.
But I mean, like, what I'm kind of getting at more is if I'm actually in the act, because I personally have a terrible gag reflex, but I know how to get around it.
Yeah.
But if you're shoving my head down on it,
or, like, you're pushing, yeah.
Yeah, then I'm not going to be able to do any of my little tricks. Non-gag tricks.
Yeah.
So it just irritates the hell out of me. I'm like, no, stop. And
again,
I tell guys
communication,
that
it's like, let me do this. Some girls can handle it, but yeah. I used to be a lot better. I need to do more practicing.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
We just got to get a bunch of fruit and practice one night.
Yeah.
You and me together.
Yeah.
Give each other tips and tricks. But I hate it when they just, like, when you're making out and they push you down to where they want you to go, because I just feel like it's a douchey thing. Like, yeah, you don't matter. Okay, now get to doing this.
Yeah, it's like, it's all that matters.
And I'm like,
no, sorry.
No, thank you.
That will happen on my time or when you tell me to do it.
Again,
if it is established.
If that is what is going on in that situation.
But
actually, we talked about it on air the other day, and BJ says, like, when he got older, he's like, well, I don't want to role play or, you know, wear costumes or do anything like that. And he's been married for, like, 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But does that, like, scare you that one day, like, if you're with somebody for a long period of time, like, or how often do you want the spicy stuff? Like, that's where you add the domination stuff or the costumes or the dirty talk or whatever. Or not, I mean, dirty talk's almost every single time, but...
Yeah. I honestly, I kind of feel like my normal go-to sex now is the dom sub. Even, like, it doesn't have to be full on.
Uh-huh.
But even just, like, a little bit of control.
Or a little verbal.
Yeah, just, like, a little verbal command or just having that person slightly in control and not making me do everything is fine.
Because sometimes I'll do the, I hate this term so much.
Vanilla?
The making love.
Making love.
I hate that term with a freaking passion. It makes me cringe, but it's the only term that people understand. See, sometimes that happens, and
that's fantastic.
I call
that passionate.
I call it getting lost, when you get lost with somebody.
Yeah.
So that's, if I ever say that, by the way, on the podcast, that's what that means. So it's like, I do have gotten the chance to get lost with somebody, and that blows my mind. That is like a drug trip in itself. But you can't have that every time.
No, and you can't have that with every partner either.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, definitely not. But it is fun when you get to do it or mix that up. So you have one where it's like super steamy and super just, you know, dominating and blah, blah, blah. And then the next one is just super chill and romantic and sweet. Mm-hmm. But I just, it kind of like, it worries me, because I'm afraid that when you stop doing all the kinky stuff, that's when the passion leaves. Like, you're left with many years of like love and respect, but... I'm scared that one day I'm not going to be as kinky. Like, does that make sense? Or is that a real fear? Or is that you'll get over it one day. It's not going to be a big deal.
I mean, it is a real fear, but I don't know. I kind of think, because you're talking about BJ in this, like, how kinky do you think he was in the first place?
I have no idea. He didn't have quite as many partners. Like,
yeah.
He really didn't. So, and we have had our experience. We've had multiple partners. We've learned what we like.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I just kind of feel like in my life, I don't think I'll ever get there, just because I'm the type of person that if things do start to get a little dull or a little repetitive, I will do something to switch it up and test out new things or try new things or introduce toys, that type of thing. Like,
I've read, I was reading this comic someone drew, and it kind of made me think about how relationships are changing, because it used to...
Was it Batman?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, it was like a little drawn comic someone put up on the internet. It was like this couple, and they're like, oh, we're pretty progressive. We do a little bit of the open relationship, like we're together, and we'll go and do stuff with other people sometimes. It's like, and then they're like, you know, that's not super progressive. That's been a thing for a while. It's just not been widely accepted.
Yeah, it's just not mainstream.
It's not mainstream, but they are showing all these other types of relationships. It's like, hey, you know what? We're in a bisexual relationship, or like I'm in love with these two men and they love each other, or they don't even do anything with each other. And I know there's a woman here in Seattle back in the day who had a relationship like that, and she was in the news for it. Like, she had two boyfriends or husbands or whatever, and they all lived together.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wonder if stuff like that, or even, hey, you know what? This is my boyfriend and this is my husband. My husband and I have a child, but this is my boyfriend. And, you know, he's in my child's life. We are all together, kind mm-hmm. of a thing. Not necessarily like the two guys are in a thing, but I wonder if that is the future. So the next thing we're going to see, it's like rights for couples like this, like a three-way couple, or even like, hey, you know what? There's five of us and we all live together. I'm carrying this person's child because they couldn't, but we're all kind of in a relationship. We're all raising the kid. Even though I'm having the baby for them, I'm having a part in raising this kid with them.
Yeah.
Because I am the host, I guess you could say, or the surrogate. And I'm wondering what is it going to be like in 20 years? Like, are we going to, like, the whole idea of like, oh yeah, we just occasionally have sex with other people, is that going to be more mainstream? Because I feel like if we raise kids to think that, and it's a hard thing to break, because we're so used to the idea of monogamy.
Which, I mean, like, personally, I'm very into the idea of monogamy.
Yeah.
So, like, you and I have different views on that. Like, I don't think your view is wrong. I don't think anyone's view is wrong.
I think if you want to be monogamous and you find somebody who wants to be monogamous, is that great?
Yeah. But, like, if you want to be with multiple people and then your partner wants to be monogamous, then you shouldn't be together.
Exactly.
I mean, it's different views.
And that's something I've kind of learned recently, and I've met guys who are like, I'm polyamorous. I'm like, okay, well, I know for a fact I'm not.
Yeah.
And polyamory and open is two very different things. Or not very different, but they're pretty different. Polyamorous means you have multiple relationships.
Yeah.
I would love to be emotionally monogamous.
Yeah.
I want one person to be like, you're my love, you have my heart, I want you to be my partner, I want, you know, to do all that and have life with you. And that is that. But I would like to be open to where if you make a stupid mistake, or if you get drunk one night, or if you want to have fun or introduce people into your bedroom, build a relationship on that to where you're strong enough to where it might be difficult sometimes. And you have to communicate. And even the guy I'm seeing now, it's open, because we're not official or anything. And I don't want it to be official yet, because I like to take it slow when it comes to matters of the heart, actual heart, not just of the genitals.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes where I'm like, you know what? I don't really want to hear it. Like, I don't I like that you're open enough that you can talk to me about these things. But sometimes I'm not in the mood. I don't want to hear about what you're doing with these other people. So, and I politely tell them, like, you know what? I'm not really feeling good right now. Please don't tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm kind of like, I was a little hormonal, and I'm like, I'm going to overthink this right now. So I think it's best I don't know. It's not my business.
And it's not really like, it's kind of different in that aspect, just because even if you do have an open relationship, it doesn't mean that you have to be that open about it.
Yeah.
And if you go out and sleep with somebody, if you go out and make out with somebody, you're not going to go home and like tell every single detail about it. Like, yeah, you might be like, oh, by the way, this happened type of a thing, or I'm planning on this happening. But telling your partner every single detail isn't going to be cohesive to the relationship.
Yeah. And like, and one of the things, because
is not the word I was looking for.
No, but I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to be constructive.
Yes. I have thesaurus problems.
But one thing, it's like, look, I want to make sure that you are using a condom with these people, because...
Conducive.
Thank you. There you go. If you bring something back to me, I'm going to kick your ass. And I'm going to make you pay for any freaking bills I have because of that. Right?
Yeah, just, like, we're I don't want to talk about
that. Freaking people suck.
I hate everyone.
Do you want me to keep that in there?
Moving on. Yeah. No, we're fine. You can keep it.
All right. But it's a whole new world. And I'd like, if you guys have any actual experience with monogamy, or some people say threesomes ruin my relationship. It's because some people use threesomes as a way to fix things.
Some women use it as, well, we're kind of having a dull part in our sex life, so why don't we introduce somebody else? No, you should you should kind of pin down why you're having a dull part in your mm-hmm. relationship. Don't bring somebody else into that.
It's kind of like saying, oh, I'm having a hard time with my relationship, so I'm going to buy her something expensive.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that doesn't fix it.
Like, thank you for the gift, but let's talk about why you felt like you needed to buy me this.
Right. Or it's like, if we're having a dull time in our sex, it's like, are we just doing the same thing over and over again? Are we not having enough? Are we forcing it? Like, there's more to that than trying to just solve it with something shiny and new. That's not how it works.
I'm just like, I'm all about communication. If there is an issue, if somebody is feeling differently,
neglected,
like, you need to communicate that. Because, like, I am somebody who I overanalyze everything.
Me too.
And so if you're being, you know, distant or stuff like that, like, if you're not texting me as much as you used to, or if you're not as cuddly or attentive as you used to be, then in my head I'm going to be like, oh my god, there's somebody else, he doesn't love me, all that kind of stuff. Just be upfront. If it's because you're stressed at work or because there's something else going on in your life, tell me.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you. Like, if I'm stressed at work and if you come home and like want to play and I'm not into it, I'm just going to be like, look,
it's like, I know
work sucks.
I know I love having sex and I love doing all these things, but sometimes you'll have those moments you don't want to.
And you can't fault anyone for that.
And it's like, and if they're upfront with it, it's like, sorry, like, this is how it is. Sometimes I'll have an off day. Sometimes, and again, it's just about communicating with it. And it's, I feel like a lot of people don't communicate and they just let it build up. And that's when you snap.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for example, like, I was talking to a friend of mine and he was saying, yeah, I was, you know, hanging out with my girlfriend and I was joking with her and stuff and about something. And she's just snapped at me. She's like, stop it. Like, out of, like, oh, okay. It's like, all she, you know, what, a better alternative. Hey, you know what? I'm not, like, something that he thought, like, they've joked about before. It's like, you know what? I know we've joked about it before. I'm just not in a good mood right now, and I don't want to take it out on you.
Yeah.
And, like, this isn't hitting me the right way, like it normally does. Can you please stop?
Yeah.
Or even as simply, if you can't say that much, it's like, hey, bud, do you mind stopping?
I just feel like if you're in a relationship with somebody and you can't be upfront and honest with them, then you should probably reevaluate where you are in your relationship and if you're in the right relationship.
I like to think that us two single gals have a...
There's a reason why we're single, and it's because we don't put up with this BS.
Right. So you can get some really good relationship advice from us two single gals.
Exactly.
I love it. I love you, Sage.
I love you.
I think this is a good stopping point. We got pretty serious.
Yeah.
We talked about age differences, dating. We talked about some very dirty paintings.
Hell yeah, we did. Oh, Please text us. Call us. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We should start putting that phone number out on bathroom walls.
I know, right? But yeah, let me give you that phone number one more time. It is 253-778-6029. Email is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then all of our social media is thebroadcast999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Facebook, it has a dash, broad-cast.
Yeah.
Not on Instagram and Twitter, though.
Nope. But let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, on monogamy, or if you guys have, you know, done the open relationship or the threesome, like the occasional threesome or whatever, and how did it turn out? The wife swapping, I don't know.
Or if you want to hear us talk about something completely random that we don't ever talk about.
Or something specific, yeah. I mean, because sex is easy. It's fun. It's something that we are genuinely interested in, and not just the, hey, it's fun. It's also psychological, and it is an important thing about about people's lives and society. And I know a lot of people are afraid to talk about it.
Oh,
We are not.
We are not. So ask us any questions.
We will most likely answer it. If it's too dirty, I can't put that on here.
We'll email you back.
Yeah. Maybe we see if we can get some some people who are actually familiar with this sort of thing and give us their opinions. See if we can have them on sometime.
Cool.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.